From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Marva Hinton. With only a prospect of federal reimbursement, regional officials are preparing to spend hundreds of millions of dollars to deepen Port Everglades' navigation channels for the bigger ships steaming through the widened Panama Canal. Nearly $400 million is supposed to come from the Water Resources Reform and Development Act that President Obama signed last week, but only if the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers agrees and Congress permits it in another vote 2 or 3 years from now. Congresswoman Lois Frankel says the economic rewards of the expanded port will be greater than the cost of the dredging job, but there's still some tension.
There's no guarantee that the United States Congress will fund any of the projects that are either in the current bill or in the future. That's something that this delegation will continue to try to make sure that money gets in the budget.
But at least on paper, Florida has already done extremely well with the Water Resources Bill. It allows a little more than $12 billion for projects all over the country, and $3 billion is coming to Florida. $1 billion of that will be spent on long-stalled projects to continue the restoration of the Everglades. NASA is readying its first new spacecraft in a generation for a test flight in December. The space agency put its Orion spacecraft on display Wednesday at Kennedy Space Center. The capsule-shaped craft is designed to take astronauts to an asteroid and Mars. Bob Cabana is director of Kennedy Space Center.
We are well on our way to establishing a human presence in our solar system. And when we leave planet Earth to do it, we're going to be leaving from right here at the Kennedy Space Center.
Orion's test flight in December is its first. The four-hour mission will be unmanned. The spacecraft will orbit the Earth twice, venturing farther than humans have gone in 40 years. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton.